I'm Helen Fitzgerald Arbuthnot, a nursing sister that served in England and in Italy. When we arrived in Alton after landing in Scotland, and then a train trip right across the countryside and then down into Hants, England, we were billeted out with English families. I was rather upset at that point. I hated going into a new home and not knowing the people too well, but it all turned out great. We worked very hard, never had a moment to ourselves, but it was well worth it. One day the matron arrived from London, England, to say that she needed nurses in Italy, and she called my name out first. And then we went to London to get suited up with the khaki uniform. We always wore navy blue, but going to an active theater of war, we were dressed in khaki. It was quite different. The hospital was huge. It was number 15 Canadian General Hospital. And outside the hospital, we had huge big tents and had the patients there that came back from the front. And then we had barrage balloons, I think that's how you pronounce it, all over the top of the hospital, and the nurses' residents and the doctors and so on. So that was quite a different scene for us. And the patients also were just back, and they were very sick, and most of them didn't make it. All the doctors, nurses, they were all patient and always willing to help. You never felt alone. You did at the beginning, but I remember when I first went to Italy and saw the setup. I thought, my God, I can't believe that this is real. And when I visited the patients, I was appointed to a ward. And the patients were all the PPCLIs. They were very sick and looking for comfort, looking in. We always took our time and sat down and chatted with them and, you know, reassured them everything was going to be all right. And but it didn't turn out that way. They just couldn't make it. And it was sad to see them. They were so young, probably in their age, 18, 19, 20, that age group.